Brenda DeWinter is a veteran of the Marine Corps. She grew up in Dayton, and she lives in South Park. Brenda believes that the media is painting too bright a picture of Dayton's future.
I haven't really seen any improvement as far as upswing in Dayton, and I think people are being misled. I think Dayton sucks right now.
When the reinvention team met Brenda last summer, she was about to lose her job at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. And this was not the first time Brenda faced a layoff.
In 1997, I got hired through General Motors. They said, oh, you know, you quit your job, you have a career for life, blah, 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 you know, the same story. And of course, you believe them because you're going to be making good money. So I went to work for General Motors, started out at $10 an hour, which back then was good money. And when I left there, I was making about $17 when I got laid off in 2001. They told us about 2 months beforehand that, you know, they were laying us off. And they did buyouts. Certain groups would get offered money to leave, and the next group might not. I didn't get offered the buyout. What do you do when you're used to running machines bigger than a house? Right after I got laid off, I had a heart attack. So I ended up collecting unemployment for a while, and then one of the ladies that I went to church with, she came across a position at the base, contracted through the base, and she told me about it, so I went and applied. The way it was explained to me is I would just be checking IDs to come into the base. Simple. It was cool. You know, I just had a quadruple bypass, so I can do that. Little did I know, as time went on, it would transition into more. We work with the security forces, which is base police, and we help them with situations that happen. The Air Force contracted to have civilian guards after 9/11 because everyone was being deployed, so they didn't have enough military to cover both situations. The government said, okay, we're going to hire people to come in and take care of the bases while our people are out taking care of America. Well, now that the war is over, so they say, they're bringing people back, and of course that's going to cause a transition. So we'll be leaving there in September. Most of us have been there for 7 years, and we've known this. I mean, it's a contract, so every year it has to be renewed. Every year there's a possibility you could lose your job. So it was not shocking. Nobody likes to look for a job. Nobody likes to leave a job. You know, how many places are going to want to hire a 60-year-old security guard and a female? When I was working at General Motors, it was a good life. You know, I made good money. I made decent money at that time. Not as much as I'm making now, but, you know, it was a good life. And then I lucked into this job, and here I am again. I'm making good money, but it's going away again. They're not offering us anything other than to leave on the 29th. No benefits, no incentives. It's pretty much going to be, okay, we got these people hired. Ta-ta, see ya. It's hard because you have to worry about your everyday things, you know. Just because I get laid off, it doesn't mean my house payment stops or my car payment stops. Or you can't sit and constantly worry about it because it's going to make you crazy. Then nobody's going to want to hire you because you're crazy. But no, seriously though, you have to turn it over to your higher power. Some people don't want to call it God. You know, whatever that higher power is, you have to turn it over to. So I'm looking at different things. I'm looking at retraining, forklift driving, something like that, because I'm not into like boutiques and stuff like that. So just trying to get my head together to decide what I want to do and how to go about it. It may take some time, but you know, I know what I can do and what I can't do. Even with my physical problems, I know that I'm still capable and more than willing mentally. I love a challenge, so that's what keeps me going. Pull yourself up by the bootstraps and carry on.